invite you to turn your Bibles to Colossians, the book of Colossians, chapter 1. The book of Colossians, chapter 1. And we're coming up here in this week of Thanksgiving and our nation. I'm thankful for the holiday of Thanksgiving being a national holiday. It is a blessing yet that we have this in our country and on our calendar. I'm glad that it's the case and an official holiday celebrated by our Lord or by our country. It isn't to our Lord. It's Thanksgiving and to our Lord, not Turkey Day. Although we might have turkey, it's not family day, although we might meet together with our families, which is a good and wonderful thing. But it is a day of thanksgiving, set aside to thanksgiving to our Lord. A lot of times Thanksgiving's kind of getting lost in the shuffle with other things that are pressing on, but it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be. It needs to be highly esteemed and a day dedicated of thankfulness to our Lord. Here in this book of Colossians, we want to take a look. This is a church that the Apostle Paul is writing into when he's there. Seemingly, he's in Rome and has been held there by the Roman government to stand before Nero. And He has appealed to do so, to answer for himself to Caesar. And he's writing to different churches from there in Rome. And Colossians, or the church at Colossae, is a church that he writes to. And best we understand, the Apostle Paul never necessarily ministered in this city. Okay, it was a result of churches there in the region of Asia Minor that our brother had been there and had ministered in cities and in the regions there. And those churches evidently were missionary, and this church at Colossae was established. And so as he's heard about them, he writes to them. He gets close to this region in this first missionary journey and second missionary journey, about 100 miles to the east of this area. But then on the third missionary journey, comes very near to this city. We don't have any account in Acts chapter 16 of him necessarily going to this city, but the brethren that are established there as they go and reaffirm them and charge them and admonish them to keep the faith of our Lord in those journeys, this church comes about by the ministry of those churches there in Pisidia and that region, and a church just down, or a city down the road from Laodicea. We see that as our Lord writes to those churches in Asia in Revelation 2 and chapter 2 and chapter 3. In this chapter 1, we want to look at verse number 3. And this is our start-off verse. And what we're going to see here is something interesting about this book, that there is much mentioned about giving thanks unto God. Much mentioned about giving thanks unto God. Now, I don't know how it was there at Colossae. I don't know if they were a church that was prone to not be thankful. I don't necessarily think that that's the case. But our brother, like in no other book, mentions about thankfulness in this book and in this epistle to this church. And so may the Lord help us and bless us as we look to this. In Colossians chapter 1, verse number 3, our brother writes, "We give thanks to God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." Thankfulness. Thankful for his children and his churches. You know, I'm thankful for the Lord's children and his churches, aren't you? I'm thankful that I have the privilege and opportunity to supplicate for my spiritual siblings. That's what the brother is saying there. You know, we've been saved by our Lord. He has saved us. We've not saved ourselves. And we've been brought into his family. And I naturally don't have any brothers or sisters, but I have brothers and sisters now in Christ, and I'm thankful for them. Thankful for his children. Thankful for his churches. You know, I'm thankful that we have the privilege again and opportunity to supplicate for others. You know what? We don't use that word supplicate often, which means to go on behalf of another to our Lord. And I'm glad that I'm thankful that we can do that. You know, there are many that just don't know. They just don't know. As we mentioned this morning and our brother read there out of Genesis, there's those that just don't know. But praise be to God, we've been caused to know By the Lord. You know what? He says here, giving thanks to God and the Father. I'm thankful that we have a Heavenly Father who has the power and is able to help. We pray to Him and He's able to do something. He's not a God that we pray to and, well, I hope He can get it done. He's able to get it done. We've had a lot of blessings here lately where the Lord is blessed. We've supplicated one for another for those having surgeries or having illnesses and different things. Some of the wait has really been long. Some of the procedures have just been really, really difficult. But the Lord is blessed, and we praise Him for it, and we need to be thankful to Him for that. Here in chapter 1, we come down to verse number 12, and our brother writes, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You know, I'm thankful that I've been made meet. See, I've not made myself suitable. That's what that word meet here used in this way. I've not made myself suitable before the Lord. But you know what? He says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us suitable. Made us meet. I'm thankful that the Lord has touched me. I'm thankful that I have been changed. Not that I have changed myself, but the Lord has visited me and changed me to be made suitable before our Lord. Aren't you thankful for that? We should be thankful. Our brother says that he is thankful, giving thanks to the Father. You know what? As the children of God, I'm thankful that we've been clothed with the righteousness of Christ. It's not my righteousness that I'm trying to drum up and pump up and get right and hold up before the Lord, but I'm thankful that I've been clothed with the righteousness of Christ. The children of God have been so. You know what? You remember those parables or the accounts of the Lord of telling about His kingdom. You know, I'm thankful I've got a wedding garment. You remember that parable, or that account of the kingdom, that facet of the kingdom, about the one that didn't have a wedding garment? I'm thankful I've got a wedding garment, the righteousness of Christ. I'm thankful for that to be the case. I'm thankful that I belong in the house with the Lord Jesus because of Him. Not a servant that is there to tend to the things of the house, but as a child of God. He says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints in light. I'm thankful that I'm saved and a saint of the Lord. That's right. You don't have to wait to become a saint. If you're saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, by repentance and faith in Him, the salvation of the Lord, by the Lord Jesus Christ, the indwelling of the Spirit of God, you're a saint right now. Don't have to come up before a committee. Don't have to prove a couple of miracles. But a saint of the Lord is one that is saved. We've been adopted. I've been adopted into the family of my Lord. What a wondrous thing. He says here, that he is thankful, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance in light. I have brothers and sisters from all the ages with which to worship our Savior forever. You know, we think about our brothers and sisters now and those that have lived in our lifetime. You know, Brother Adam is my brother, right? And Brother David and Brother Abraham, they're my brethren. They're your brethren, and I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful that our Lord has done such a wondrous thing for us. I'm thankful that I've been made a child of the King. Are you a child of the King? Our brother writes, he says, giving thanks unto the Father, we have Him, which hath made us meet or suitable to be partakers in this inheritance, the saints and life. I'm thankful that I have an inheritance that will never fade. You know, you go back and you look through your mementos, those things that you've put up. You look through an old book, it begins to fade, doesn't it? Things that we have of this earth. You know what? Our inheritance never fades. It never rusts. You know, rust and the corruption thereof is a thing that just attacks the stuff of life, isn't it? But you know what? Our inheritance is a heavenly inheritance, and it'll never be stolen or lost. Won't rust, won't fade. Don't have to worry about it being hijacked. I'm thankful that this inheritance is reserved in heaven for me. Yeah, think about it. The inheritance that we have in our Lord, it's there. Nobody can jump in. Nobody can quit claim it. Nobody can come in there and attest it. It's there. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints in light. In Colossians chapter 2, our brother writes here in verse number 7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know, that's the way it is with the Word of God. We just need to slow down and read it and consider all the ramifications of each of the words. Rooted and built up in him. In verse number 6, he writes, as ye have therefore received Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Now understand in this, this is not a claim for us to say, we're solid in the faith. You know, that'll be determined and said by our Lord. But you know what? We want to be. Don't we want to be? I'm thankful that we have the churches that the Lord has had in our lives, for pastors and teachers of our Lord's good word in our life. I'm thankful that we have the Spirit of God that lives within and his work of the Comforter here at Olmsted Baptist Church. He's taught us and he teaches us. I'm thankful that we've had the opportunity to be rooted and built up and established in him. I'm thankful for that, and I pray that we will be found such. I want to be. I can't say that about ourselves. We look to hold to what the Lord gives us and what the Lord says, but it'll be our Lord that'll say so. It'll be others that'll say and determine whether we are following after our Lord Jesus Christ or not. Are we Christians? What does the world say? What do those that are around us say? Do we follow Christ? Do we manifest that witness unto them? He says here, rooted and built up in him. I'm thankful that we have what we need and the opportunity to be built up. May we avail ourselves to it. See, there are those who do not. This is not special. Olmsted Baptist Church is not special because of you and me, but it's special because of what our Lord has done and given unto us. It's his good work. It's his good promise there from that first church in Jerusalem that he's brought it to pass that we have Olmsted Baptist Church here and other sister churches that we fellowship with. I'm thankful that we have had what is necessary to be established in the faith in Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that. And may we avail ourselves to it indeed. In Colossians chapter 3, we come over here, and he says here in verse number 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. You know, this old world assails us with all kinds of things, all the voices, all the different things, the false prophets and the spirits that are out there, all these voices in the world. We can be so easily pulled away from the truth and the blessing given to us by our Lord. He says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You know, we need to be doing such. We have been blessed to know where the peace of God is and how it can be attained. It's resting in our Lord. Thankful that we've been given access to such. Our brother preached from Psalm 37 at the monthly fellowship meeting on Friday. Let me read you a couple verses from that psalm. Psalm 37, verses 7 and 9. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. There's peace in our Lord. You know, there's peace in our Lord and obeying him when we have something to obey him in. There's peace in our Lord when we, as the brother pointed out in the message, as we wait for him to work, as we wait for him to answer that prayer of supplication. That's the reason that we need patience. He says, wait patiently for him, rest in him. Lord, you know the time frame. You know what you want to accomplish. You know that I'm getting antsy waiting. You know that I'm getting nervous waiting. You know that I'm getting concerned waiting. All those words that we use. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Here in Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. We rest in the Lord. Oh, when the storms of life assail, when the blessings of the Lord are bountiful and are shown forth and we see them, may the peace of God rule in our hearts. May we avail ourselves to that. We have to work to that. When we do fret, when we do are crowded by the things of the world and the things of life that come upon us, we need to go to our Lord and let his peace rule in our hearts. To the which you are called in one body, he says. You know, I'm thankful to be a member of his body here at Olmsted Baptist Church. You know, this is the Lord's work. This is a heavenly thing that the Lord has done. This is from heaven. There's no other institution on the earth that is more important to our Lord than his churches. There's not. The Lord doesn't give a lick about IBM. Now, he might use IBM to take care of his children or to get something done. The Lord doesn't care about Exxon and BP Mobil or BP and Exxon Mobil and you name the great companies. He uses them to fulfill whatever he wants to fulfill. But you know what institution he's interested in? He's interested in his churches. He gave himself for them. He says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. We need to be thankful for the things that we have. I'm thankful that we have much for which to be thankful. Look at it. You know, we're not living in cardboard houses. None of us, I venture, have only one set of clothes. None of us have any kind of pantry doesn't have any food on the shelves. I mean, we didn't have to haul wood this morning. We didn't have to go get coal. We didn't have to stoke up. All I did was come over and flip those two switches. We came here. We didn't come here in wagons or on horses, but in heated vehicles. We have much to be thankful for. And I'm thankful that we have much to be thankful for. He says, be ye thankful. In this same chapter, we come down here to verse number 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Whatever we do, let us do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. All the things that you do, all the things that you and I say, can we say that we do them by the sanction in the name of the Lord Jesus? You know, I tell you what, it's a good way to evaluate our thinking. It's a good way to evaluate what we say. It's a good way to evaluate our deeds. Would I wish to sanction the Lord with this that I do, with this that I say? Say that the Lord is sanctioning that? Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm thankful that we've been told that. Because there are those that just don't know. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I'm thankful that my and your life can be used to be a witness of our Lord and what he has done for us. My prayer and desire is that it would be a good witness of Christ unto the Lord. I'm thankful that we have instruction. And then we see here in chapter 4, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. I'm thankful for prayer. I'm thankful for prayer unto our God by Jesus Christ. It's not just words spoken out in the air. And the thing is, many look and have prayers and pray unto themselves. And we're not to pray to ourselves or pray to one another, but we pray unto our Lord. He's really there. He really hears. He's the one that says, child, come on and pray to me. Come on and pray to me. Pray unto me in the name of my son. Jesus himself told the disciples and told us there in the Gospels. He said, you've not asked the Father anything. I think what's implied is because I've been with you. But I'm going to be going away. And when I'm going, you ask the Father in my name. And as we read, and I mentioned a few verses on Wednesday night, you know what? It's a joyous thing to have the petitions that we ask of him, isn't it? Isn't it a wonderful thing to receive the things that we ask of our Lord when we ask him in faith and he answers? Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Thankful for prayer unto our God by Jesus Christ. Thankful that he hears every word. He hears every word. Thankful that he knows every need and gives me and you just what we need. Sometimes I don't need what I ask for. I don't. Thank God for unanswered prayers, right? Thank God for unanswered. There's some things that we prayed for that we just didn't need, that would have been our ruination, that would have been a great detriment to us. Thankful that the Lord hears every word and he directs and gives just what we need. I'm thankful that we've been instructed to pray. And in this, we mentioned this here recently, to watch, to be on the lookout, to be watchful, to be looking about what's going on, to have understanding, and always be a thankful people. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. In conclusion, don't fall out of your seat. In Ephesians chapter 5, our brother admonishes this church at Ephesus in verse number 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, our Lord, as a brother read this morning, has created us in his image and his likeness to honor and glorify him. And you know what? I'm thankful that we're here. I'm thankful that I've been given life on this old dirt ball. And I'm thankful for all the things that the Lord has done. This very existence. I mean, come on now. Look at your hand. Do it. Look at your hand. Make it move. That's you. There's nobody else like you. Never has been, never will be. You have been given life by God Almighty. And I'm thankful that he has given life. I'm thankful that he's caused us to be born when, in the time, in the place that he has. And we need to give thanks for all things unto God. Yes, even the difficult things, even the things that cause us pain, even the things that hurt, even because as a child of God, the Lord is molding and making us into the way that he wants us to be. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18, again a theme as our brother writes to these different churches. He writes to the church at Thessalonica, there in Greece, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Jesus desires for us to be a thankful people. Thankful. Thankful in everything. Oh, that hurts. I don't like that. That gives me a headache. That hurts my knee. That's what he says, brother. He says to give thanks. You know what? Without the storm, it's been said, there's not the appreciation of the calm. Without being brought to the end of self, there's not the blessing of seeing the deliverance and power and help of the Lord. It's just the way it is. And you know what? As the brother preached and we mentioned about that, that's the need for patience and to rest and to wait upon our Lord. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And if you have your Bibles, turn over here to Psalm 105. We'll close with this verse. Psalm 105. Psalm 105 and verse number 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. You know what? When we're thankful to our Lord and we're thankful to our Lord publicly, we make known his deeds into this lost and dying world. I'm thankful for the Savior, aren't you? I'm thankful that the Lord, by Jesus Christ, by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ having come down from glory and come down here to become a man and live a perfect life for 33 years, I'm thankful that he was willing to do so. I'm thankful that he thought in cunning and wisdom to be able to know what the plan and develop and make a plan, the only way that sinners like you and me can be saved. It was by God coming down, becoming a man, so he could die. So he could die for sinners like you and me. I'm thankful that the Father was willing to send him. I'm thankful that the Son was willing to come. And you know what? I'm thankful that the power of God was able to accomplish it and fulfill it. It wasn't a plan that the Lord went into thinking, well, I hope we can get this done. But he went into it knowing he could do it, knowing it was the only way, so that sinners like you and me can be saved. I'm thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ didn't call down those angels when he hung on that cross. He had legions of angels he could have called. But you know what? He didn't come down, as the song says. Praise his name. He didn't come down. I'm thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ, that when it was time and all things were fulfilled, that he gave up the ghost. He entered into death willingly and lay there. They took him and buried him in that tomb for 3 days and three nights. I'm thankful that the Lord had the power to take his life back again. And I'm thankful that the Lord, having done those things some 2,000 years ago, is able to come down here in the time of this life, in the 20th century, and visit an old sinner like Jim Duke. Brought up in a Christian home, brought up in church all of his life, but didn't have the Lord Jesus as Savior. Had religion. Had a few Baptist doctrines I thought I had a handle on, but didn't have Christ. I'm thankful that he visited me. How about you? How about you? What are you thankful for? Remember, true thanksgiving is thankfulness unto God, unto our Creator. What are you thankful for? If you're here and you're not saved, we point you to Christ. We pray that you will come to a place by salvation of the Lord that you'll be thankful for the salvation of your soul. That's what we want. We who are saved, praise be to God for what he's done for us. Thank you, Father, for what you have done.